Three senior monks have lost their place in the Sangha Supreme Council over a corruption scandal, which prompted police to stage unprecedented and simultaneous raids on temples yesterday. Three senior monks were wanted for alleged embezzlement of state funds for their temples. Also implicated are Saket Temple's three assistant abbots and the secretary to Bangkok's monastic chief. The Central Investigation Bureau commissioner said yesterday, "We've taken action based on evidence. We hope temple followers understand that Buddhism and individuals are two different things." 15 activists were granted bail yesterday shortly after the criminal court ordered their 12-day detention following charges stemming from their participation in last Tuesday's pro-election assembly. The activists were released on 100,000 baht bail each, with the condition they must not take part in political gatherings that will break laws and put society at risk. Police had opposed bail, arguing that many of the activists had been charged and released several times for involvement in political assemblies. One of the interrogating police officers said they've become defiant and not afraid of the country's laws. And in other political news, a lawyer for former politician Suthep Taksoban, the man that led the street protests that brought down the Yingluck government 4 years ago, will today register a party with the Election Commission under the name Ruampalang Prachachatai. The lawyer says that Khun Suthep would probably not lead the party, but would have both former supporters of the Anti-Tax and People's Democratic Reform Committee and others. Observers are paying attention to some of the newly emerging political parties as potential vehicles to back the return of junta leader General Prayut Chan-o-Cha as PM after the next election. A complaint's been filed at the Damrong Centre in the Phuket Provincial Hall by 10 staff members from TOT Public Company who filed a letter to the Thai Prime Minister. The letter requests the dismissal of Monchai Nusong, the managing director of the TOT, from his position. TOT is one of Thailand's largest telecommunications companies. The letter says that Mr. Monchai's management has damaged the company. His management may have involved some illegal actions. His mismanagement could damage the company activities in Phuket. Inspectors headed up to the Ao Kung mangrove forest yesterday to inspect areas that are being proposed for a new marina. The inspection of the area follows resident and environmentalist concerns about a proposed marina and dredging that's planned for the area. Inspectors say they located the one rye plot intended for the development. They could see on the maps and old photos that trees were growing in the area in the past. The trees and a lot of the mangroves have already been removed. Officials from the Department of Marine and Coastal Resources say they're investigating to find the offenders who damaged the area. An official report's been filed with police. An urgent mangrove forest planting must be undertaken to replace the mangrove plants that have already been damaged or removed. The Ao Kung area is at the far north of the island, facing the Phang Nga Bay. And a team of officers from the 5th Infantry Division of the Royal Thai Navy and the Royal Thai Navy 3rd Area Command have raided JP Adventure Shop in Whitchit. Officers arrested a 37-year-old woman. They seized 47 electronic cigarettes and 193 bottles of e-cigarette liquids. The woman was taken to the Whitchit Police Station to face legal action. Just in case you didn't know, vaping and e-cigarettes are illegal in Thailand. You can read more about that article and an article about vaping as well at thetiger.com. That's T-H-A-I-G-E-R.